So I can confirm that we destroyed our first mustard munition on Friday, June 7th, with great success with clean readings, and we are continuing forward in our operations at that point.
I believe that you mentioned there had been 30 munitions thus far.
Yes, we have done 30 to date. Right now, we're doing a very meticulous and safe ramp-up plan. So we're very much crawling before we walk, before we run. So at this point, since last Friday, we've done 30 munitions.
And does that mean that you could do 5 one day and 10 the next?
So we are not at that point to be able to disclose that because we're in the ramp-up process, right? And we're also restricted a little bit by permitting and what we're legally allowed to do. So at this time, I really can't give you a number, but I can tell you that we're going to do it in the most efficient way to make sure that we hit the 2023 deadline and that we will do it very safely, not only for my workforce, but for the environment and the community.
Have there been any surprises in the first 30?
No. I happily report no. A lot of times I hear it's kind of boring, and I said boring's a good day around here, so I welcome boring on a daily basis right now.
There was mention, I think Ron mentioned this, about, and I wrote down here, late 2019 start of operation, and that, I didn't know if that was nerve agent, if there had been...
Yes, so that's for the nerve agent. So the SAD detonation chamber is being used for the mustard munitions, and the main plant, as we call it, which is predominantly the larger percentage of the pilot plant, is established to handle nerve agent munitions and rockets. And so that is scheduled for start of operations late this year.
Okay. The second static detonation chamber would be probably after that then, right?
Yes, so as Mr. Obey was referring to, it would be probably once we get through the permitting, we start that process, it's about 15, 18 months before it could get here. And the intent of the second stat detonation chamber would be able to help us deal. We have a lot of overpacks and things that we don't want to obviously handle. So this is a technology that's the preliminary data shows that has a lot of great promise for handling nerve agent as well as mustard. So this would be something that we would use for our overpacks or are sort of nasty munitions that we don't want to have anyone exposed to. So for the safety of the workforce, we're looking at that as an option.
And how do you feel about coming on the job at this time in this process?
It's an exciting time. I look at it this way. Can only slow down from here, right? I mean, I can't start at a greater time. But I'm very excited to be here, and I think it's a wonderful job and a wonderful mission. So I look forward to staying here in Richmond and finishing the job.
And I probably should ask this question before I ask that one. As far as day-to-day safety, what's the secret to day-to-day safety with this disposal process?
So I would answer that question, it's about building a culture, right? It's about establishing very smart and very mindful decisions and protocols and operations that focus on safe handling. I've been with surety operations with chemical agents for over 10 years now, and I've had my hands in hood. I know what it's like. This is a different side of a different mission for me, but I can tell you that we are being mindful of all those factors. But it's really, you can have every best practice in the world, and we do that, but until you build the culture that knows how to operate in it. So we really work hard on building our culture and making sure people understand, even before the first munition went, we have been working months endlessly with these people, with the personnel here on site, to make sure that they understand and be respectful of what we're working with. So I think it's really about making sure that we're disciplined and that we are prepared and that we are building that example here in Bluegrass.